going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Say good morning to Chris Hardnick joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So, Chris, I understand you guys are getting ready to head off on a mission to Guatemala. What's the organization about and what's the mission about?
Well, our group is called Careways Collaborative, and we're a nonprofit. We like to think of as more of an educational as well than a medical mission, but I guess we're both. And we're heading off to Guatemala to help the local healthcare teams figure out how to care for children with complex needs better and to help lower child mortality there by working through what their problems are and helping them find solutions.
So this is an organization you, along with a few other doctors here in the area, decided to get together to help people who simply don't have the amazing care that we have here. How did this all come about?
Well, I've been teaching pediatric surgery and airway surgery around the world since 2007. About a decade later, in 2017-18, it became clear that teaching airway surgery is like throwing a pebble, but the stone is all of these poor kids around the world who are dying for reasons that they wouldn't die back home because of not just doctors, but doctors and nurses and therapists, all the great teamwork that we do here that just we're taught to build work in as teams here, but that training really isn't taught abroad. So we expanded in 2018 and laid the roots for forming Careways Collaborative. So it's doctors and nurses and therapists who then go down and partner one-on-one with the surgeons, with the nurses, with the therapists. And then we show by modeling how we round together and we take care of kids holistically and how that can actually not just improve an outcome, but actually can save lives.
And I'm sure financially it's such a big burden to take these doctors to get all of the tools that you need to get down there to perform this care. What's the best way for people to help?
The best way to help is to go look at our website, which is Careways Collaborative, or in the Instagram page or in any form. But there and to give whatever you can. I mean, we are funded by local parents, by local supporters, by people who really want to. You know, every dollar that is given goes to helping these kids and getting our teams down there, and then getting the equipment so that these local healthcare teams, whether it's in Guatemala or El Salvador, where we go, or Colombia or the Dominican Republic, develop their own programs so they can care for their own children.
Wow. How long are you going to be down there this trip?
8 days.
And they go like for nothing.
Right.
This is donated time, taking their vacation time off work. This is a true mission, and
right,
it's just so amazing. And we wish you the safest of travels and that you get lots done, and hopefully we can get you a little bit of money.
Well, you're just wonderful. Thank you for taking the time.
Okay, so let me give the website again. If you want to make a donation, it's careways.world. All the information is there. You can find out who they are, what we do, how you can donate. CAREWAYS, Careways World, or careways.world. That is the website. And Doctor, we just want to welcome you officially now, you and your entire
team.
to Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to be part of the team, and thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Thanks,
All
Chris.
Right.
We'll talk
care.
To you
Good
soon.
Days.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Michaela from Wenham.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you, Kennedy, out please, Michaela?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Kennedy. Five trivia questions, all pop culture
good luck,
related.
Kennedy.
Yeah, she's gone. She gone. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Just to remind you, one of the rules of the game, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this week. They sang her hit APT together. Chris Martin took over the second verse, which is sung by who on the original song?
I don't know.
Question number two, Carrie Underwood posted a video of the moment right before they're about to start filming on American Idol, and she said, for the record, the American Idol music gives me anxiety. She says, I get this flash of fear in my heart. She's currently a judge on the show. Name the other two judges.
Simon Cowell and Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh, that's a throwback. Question number three. The death of Pope Francis spiked the ratings for Conclave by 283%. The Pope lives in Vatican City, which is an independent city-state located within which city?
Rome.
All right, we're on the board, Michaela. There you go.
Rob Lowe dressed as the Easter Bunny for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and made them cry. Which actress was Chris Pratt married to before he married Katherine?
Oh. Anna Faris.
And question number five, there is a live-action Toys R Us movie in the works. Who is the mascot of Toys R Us?
A giraffe. Jeffrey's the giraffe.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So you have three kids?
Yes, and I was telling Dan, so my five-year-old will insult my three-year-old by saying, you can't beat Kennedy when she's mad at her.
So
I love that.
You're being used in a...
What happened?
So she has three kids. Go ahead and tell Kennedy.
I have a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and a one-year-old, and we listen to you on the way to school. And when my five-year-old is mad at my three-year-old, she says, you can't beat Kennedy, is her insult to her.
That's like sick burn, bro.
Kennedy, you're being weaponized in children's fights.
Oh, my.
Yes, I can. I could just hear that fight. Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Michaela got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yeah, these are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rosé teamed up with Coldplay at the band's concert in Seoul, South Korea this past week. They sang her hit APT, and Chris Martin took over the second verse, which is sung by who on the original?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yes. 1-0. Carrie Underwood posted a video of the moment right before they're about to start filming on American Idol, and she said, for the record, the American Idol music gives me anxiety. I get this flash of fear in my heart. She's currently a judge on the show. Name the other two.
Gosh, I don't even know if I know.
Mm.
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie?
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie.
Turns out you do.
You do know.
If they were still there or no.
Yeah. Simon Cowell and Paul Abdul and Randy Jackson are long gone.
That was the dream team, though.
2-0. Question number three. The death of Pope Francis spiked the ratings for Conclave by 283%. The Pope lives in Vatican City, which is an independent city-state located within which city?
Rome.
3-1. Question number 4. Rob Lowe dressed as the Easter Bunny for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and made them cry. Which actress was Chris Pratt married to before he married Katherine?
Anna Faris.
I mean, a 6-foot-tall bipedal bunny would be unsettling.
I'm going to need video. 4-2, question number 5. There is a live-action Toys R Us movie in the works. Who is the mascot of Toys R Us?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey what?
The giraffe.
That is correct, Kennedy. Whee! Nice work. Could have been Jeffrey the Canoe. I don't know what you know.
That movie would have hit for me if it came out in the 90s. That was my favorite place on earth.
Is it going to be like the Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
I don't think so. I don't think Jeffrey is going to be slaughtering anyone.
He eats kids. They get stuck in his throat.
This took a turn that I wasn't expecting.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Michaela, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and the kids listening. And let's not use Kennedy, Yessie.
You do what you need to do.
Next time your 5-year-old fights with you, she can yell, "You can't beat Kennedy."
I know.
That hurt. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Michaela from Wenham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Am I the masshole? 617-655-1234. It happened at a Red Sox game recently with producer Dan. Explain what happened, my friend.
Okay, so I need to paint a picture for context and set the scene of all the players so you understand what I'm saying. So I went to a game over the weekend with my girlfriend Kaylee, and we were sitting down the right field line, maybe like 10 rows up. So we're right by first base. We're in like prime foul ball territory, or like after the third out, throwing the ball into the stands, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we're right there, and now behind us, who will play a very important role, are four hammered 25-year-olds. And I mean like good and lit. They all played baseball together. They're reliving their glory days. They're saying some real inappropriate stuff in public, and they're loud. So they're kind of obnoxious to have directly behind you, but they're also kind of funny, so I was like, whatever. And now next to us is a dad and his son.
Okay.
And the son brought his glove to the game.
As you do.
Yep, because he wants one of them balls.
Mm-hmm.
And now in front of us is a couple, man and a woman. We'll ballpark them around 28.
Okay.
And now the game's going on. The guys behind us are drinking, having a good time, going crazy. And then around, like, we had a couple foul balls come near us. And like every time you get like nervous, you stand up and you think it's coming, and then it goes somewhere else. But around the fourth or fifth inning, Romy Gonzalez, the Red Sox player, was playing first base. They throw the ball to first. They make the third out. And as he's jogging back to the dugout, he makes like direct eye contact with the kid sitting right next to me and throws him the ball.
Awesome. Kid gets the ball.
Kid gets up, sticks his glove up, goes in the webbing of his glove, and then he drops it.
Okay.
And he drops it right into the lap of the man in front of us. And he hands it to his girlfriend. Congratulations, you just got a ball.
What? He didn't turn around and give it back to the kid?
And here comes the am I the masshole part. Now, at this point, the four 25-year-old baseball frat bros start screaming, "Give it to the kid! Boo! Boo!" And we're all 6 inches from each other. Fenway Park is tight. And now the dad is going, he stands up, he's like right behind him, "Give it to my kid!" And now it's become a mob mentality, and everyone is going after this girl who's holding the ball.
Okay.
"Boo, give it to the kid, that was for the kid." And at this point, I'm like, I'm going to help the kid too. And I'm sitting directly in behind the girl. Like, my knees are touching her chair. Fenway Park is close. And I say this, which ended all of it. I go, "Boo! You should feel bad about yourself."
Where's the lie?
And then...
And what happens? Is she reacting?
They're both just dead ahead. They're not acknowledging anything.
Because they knew they were.
And right. Then my girlfriend is to the left of me, because I'm like right behind her. So she has more of like a side angle view. And she goes, the girl like wipes something from her eye and she goes, "Oh my God, she's crying."
Oh no.
And then that gets around, and the it completely deflates the situation.
Now, everybody's like feeling terrible. That
well, the dad and I am feeling bad. The 425-year-olds don't. And in fact, one of them even said, I'd probably care if I wasn't nine beers deep. And now it's awkward because this moment has now, it was like popping a balloon.
Right.
And now the dad feels bad because he feels like he set a poor example for his son.
Right.
He's like, that wasn't a good parenting moment. So now he's like, you got to give him the ball. I try to, because she get, oh yeah, this is, I missed the main part of the story.
Oh.
After the heckling and the berating, she turned and gave the person the ball, gave the kid the ball.
With tears.
And everyone's
down
like,
her
yay!
Cheeks. You know,
no, she wasn't bawling, no. And frankly, it was pretty cold out. I think she was just wiping some cold.
Tell yourself that, Dan.
So, but now afterwards, once my girlfriend acknowledged that she was crying and deflated the room.
Right.
Now the dad is like, we got to give him the ball back.
Right.
You know, we got to, like, that's the right thing to do. Give it to the girl. And he was like, eh. Like, he threw it to me.
No.
Mm. So now they try to give the ball to the woman and the man, like, and they go, no. At this point, after the berating, they're like, we don't want it. Just keep the ball. We're over it. And it's like the fifth inning, so now we're awkward for the next four innings. No one is talking now.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they try to give the ball back on like three separate occasions. And I was like, you just got to let it go.
Are you sure? You sure you don't want it? No, you can have it. No, I don't want it. You take it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You take it. No, you should have it.
And when I say it was real, it took a while for that moment to
dissipate.
Yeah, like get off the burden to unload off of everybody except the four dudes behind me.
That
they
were
reliving
hammered.
Their glory days.
All right. 617-655-1234. Am I the masshole?
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't know how in good conscience you can watch a baseball player throw something to a kid who drops it because he's a kid or nervous or whatever.
Let me tell you, if that kid just snagged it.
And then take the ball and then give it to your girlfriend instead. Like, no. Why would you?
Yeah.
No, I could never.
So I'm just going to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
You know, with a baseball at a ballpark, you catch it or you don't. And
no,
the second you drop it, it is mayhem.
I feel like the distinguishing factor for me, which meant where I don't feel that bad, is where if it was a foul ball that was hit, that's anyone's game. But this was like the player locked eyes
right.
And underhand tossed
it
to
him. Yeah,
that
is a good point, too.
I mean, just sometimes you have to be a grown-up and let the kids win.
But I, as a 35-year-old man, do I need to scream, boo, you should feel bad about yourself.
I don't know.
655-1234.
Am I the masshole? What do you think? We'll do that coming up next. 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Quickly to recap, am I the masshole at 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix and streaming on the Odyssey app. Dan was at a Red Sox game the other day with his girlfriend, Kaylee. There's a father and son next to them. They have the glove with them. The kid does, first baseman for the Red Sox, throws the ball at the kid. He catches it, but he drops it. It falls into the lap of the couple in front of them. The guy grabs it, hands it to his girlfriend, and then five drunk finance bros that are behind Dan start screaming, and Dan decides to jump in and offers the kill shot. Do you want to say again what it was you said
to
the woman?
I'm right behind the girl. My knees are touching her chair, and I respond with, boo, you should feel bad about yourself.
Which is a great...
And not wrong.
And at this point, maybe the girl starts crying. Maybe she doesn't. Dan's not really sure.
No, she was crying a little bit. We can
she
be honest
was.
Here. This is a safe space.
Julia is from Malden. Is Dan the masshole in this situation?
Absolutely not. I think the boyfriend that gave her the ball was the masshole for that. Like, it's just the rules of baseball. If you see a kid get a ball and they drop it, like, you give it back to the kid. They're there probably, you know, making memories with their family. And this guy's what, like 28, you said, if you had to, like,
yeah, guess. Ballparked, yeah. Old enough.
He's been to a game before. He'll be all right, and so will she.
You don't know that. Then maybe that was his first game. Maybe that was his first baseball.
That doesn't...
I find it unlikely. Well,
it doesn't
behavior
matter.
Suggests
you
maybe
know
it was.
Better.
You
like,
just, yeah.
I feel like regardless of the culture of a baseball game,
right.
You don't take things from kids.
He didn't take it.
He did.
The kid dropped it.
It was
stop.
Yeah, dude, we're not even telling this story if he snags that thing like a gold glove.
Yeah, if he catches it, there's no issue.
If this was your kid, the discussion we'd be having right now.
Yeah, if this was Barrett in the story.
Please.
I'd say, kid, catch it.
No, you would not.
Kathy, what do you think about Dan?
I think Dan is not an asshole. Those people should have turned around immediately, given him the ball back, and they should have felt bad. And go, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see them holding the ball, doing the selfie, and then turning around and give it to the kid.
I mean, they eventually gave it back to the kid, but it was after.
It was under duress.
A lot of societal pressure and berating, mm-hmm. and it really ruined the game for the rest of the night.
Well, you know who I want to get on the phone, Boston. Dan. You know who I want to get on the phone. It's your girlfriend, Kaylee. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, baby.
So was Dan the asshole?
Well, as a bystander of the situation, I was mortified. But I don't think Dan was the asshole. I mean, I think, like everybody's saying, when there's a kid at a Red Sox game, you just give them the ball. Like, Dan and I went to the marathon game on Monday, and we saw a foul ball go to, like, the section that we were sitting in on Friday night. And an adult man caught it. He turned around, threw it to another adult man in a different section so that guy could give it to the kids next to him.
Right.
So they, like, all worked together to get this kid a ball.
To get a kid a ball, too, just in a different way.
Yay.
In a different fashion.
How about Dan taunting the woman, though?
Us. They were screaming.
Yeah, the 25-year-olds were going crazy. The dad was getting a little rowdy, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I joined in, and it was like a mob mentality.
No, you were like the leg drop.
Yeah,
you
I came in with the
with
finisher.
The people's elbow. Yeah, you had the finishing move.
And how did you feel after I did that?
I even looked at Dan, and I think I called him a bad word. And I even was looking through my purse, looking for tissues for her, because she bawled the rest of the game.
She did not ball the rest of the game. I was sitting right there.
I felt so bad for her.
I think it's a sticky situation, right? When you're in the moment, as you say, Dan, mm-hmm. you do the thing. But at the same time, I just don't understand how you take a ball out of a kid's hands and then turn around and not give it back to the kid. That's just
You should feel like
it was deafening how loud it was. But especially with the boys behind us, they were like basically hunched over like our row yelling at the girl too. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, they had no remorse.
They were probably five deep into their high noons.
Nine. It was going to what one
no,
of them
literally
said.
He goes, I think I'd feel worse if I weren't nine beers deep. I was like, all right.
Look at what happens at Fenway. That's you know what you're getting.
Give the ball to the child.
Catch the ball.
Yeah, no, dude.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome back Macy for Redemption Week.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thank you for coming in.
And Macy brought a friend, her mom, Carol. Good morning, Carol. When I asked Carol, I was like, with an E? And she's like, yep, just like your mom. She knows. She knows. It's good memory. All right. So what was the score when you beat Kennedy last time around?
I think it was 5-4.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. You want to go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
They fist bump there. So you know the deal. 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. I see you're pointing to your mom to let her know that Kennedy has left the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. We're playing for pride. No money this time around. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question number one. A third Enola Holmes movie is in the works. The films are about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, Enola. Who plays her in the movies?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Lord tried to hold a pop-up event in New York City, but the cops shut it down before it could even get started. Can you name this Lord song?
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But every-
That's Royals.
Question number three. 20 years ago today, the very first YouTube video ever was posted. It was a clip of one of the co-founders standing in front of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Who currently has the most subscribers on YouTube?
Ooh. I know for a while it was PewDiePie, but I think Mr. Beast may have passed him. I'm going to go with Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast over PewDiePie. Interesting choice.
Your mom keeps looking over to read my face to see if you got it right or wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just straight poker
facing
her.
No, we're not giving it up. We're not giving it up. Question number four. Ben Affleck says his kids have to have jobs to learn the importance of hard work and the value of money. He recently had to tell his son no to a pair of $6,000 sneakers. Ben Affleck has a movie dropping April 25th. It is a sequel to this 2016 movie where he plays a mathematics savant who works for dangerous criminal organizations. Name the movie.
The Accountant.
Question number five. 7 years ago today, Avengers Infinity War.
If there was a whole war, that'd be a different movie.
Avengers Infinity War had its world premiere. It grossed over $2 billion at the box office, making it one of the biggest movies of all time. In it, Thanos collected all of the Infinity Stones and then snapped half of life out of existence. How many stones did he collect?
All right, well, he has a fist, and I think there was one per finger, so five?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you feeling?
All right, I did my best.
Yep.
Your best was pretty good.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
Do you want to give a shout out to where you work in God's country?
I work at Charlestown Marina.
Yes. I've done some events with them over the years down there. If you ever find an extra boat down there,
I'll be sure to let you know.
Just give me a ring. I would love it. Just a free boat. Wouldn't that be fun, Dan? A showboat?
Do people often give you boats?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in marinas. Maybe there's just an extra boat. The three of us hanging out doing the show. Kennedy, what do you think?
Playing yacht rock.
You know I can't do that. I get seasick. But nice try.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You'd make a terrible pirate then.
Yes, 100% yes.
It's a shame because you can do the accent so well.
Well.
Yarr.
I can hold down the fort back at the hideout.
Okay, good. Macy, who is here for Redemption Week, got 4 out of 5 correct. Nice job.
Well, I don't think
I played Aiden.
Kennedy!
I'm just a mess this morning.
We really are.
Yeah, it happens. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. A third Enola Holmes movie is in the works. The films are about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, Enola. Who plays her in the movies?
Millie Bobby Brown.
You both answered that one quickly. 1-1.
I love everything Sherlock Holmes. Everything.
Lord tried to hold a pop-up event in New York City, but the cops shut it down before it could even start. Rude. Can you name this Lord song? Take a listen.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But every...
Royals.
Yes, that is correct. I miss the good old days when, like, a band could just show up somewhere in New York City on a rooftop and do a show, and it was fun. Mm. Nowadays, we got to shut it down before it even happens.
Need permits and lawyers involved.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not rock and roll, man.
Tied at 2, question number 3. 20 years ago today, the very first YouTube video ever was posted. It was a clip of one of the co-founders standing in front of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Who currently has the most subscribers on YouTube?
Mr. Beast.
Good guess, Kennedy. Good guess.
Thank you.
3-3. Question number 4. Ben Affleck says his kids have to have jobs to learn the importance of hard work and the value of money. He recently had to tell one of his kids no to a pair of $6,000 sneakers. Now, Ben has a movie dropping April 25th. It is a sequel to the 2016 movie where he plays a mathematics savant who works for dangerous criminal organizations. Name the movie.
The Accountant.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. It was 7 years ago today. Avengers Infinity War had its world premiere, made over $2 billion at the box office, making it one of the biggest movies of all time. And in the movie, Thanos collected all of the Infinity Stones and snapped half of life out of existence. How many stones did he collect?
Five?
Incorrect. You forget, it's one for the knuckles, and then there's one right on the back of the hand there. The sixth Infinity Stone, correct?
That is correct.
So it is 6. The final score, we end up 4-4 tie.
Great
Kennedy.
Great money.
Yeah.
We don't need no Infinity Stones.
There we go.
Yeah, things happen when you snap too, just differently.
Yeah.
Mostly one of us moves.
Right. In my head anyway.
All right, well, there it is. Redemption Week. Redemption is Kennedy's this morning. You did good, but not quite good enough to get the win. We appreciate you guys coming in.
We do.
Appreciate you for having us.
Yes. Thanks for Mom coming in, too. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. You guys hang out a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you guys are pretty close. Like, the conversations you guys were having. Spent a lot of time together?
Yeah.
Do you live together?
We do.
Nice.
Yep.
Who lives with who?
I live with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Macy from Boylston, and I can't be Kennedy
this time.
Yeah. This time.
Carson and Kennedy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
On Mix 104.1.
The life of Pope Francis being celebrated right now. Obviously, he just passed away, but just something that was a little byline. In a former life, he was a bouncer.
Mm-hmm. Back in Buenos Aires.
How do you go from being a bouncer to the Pope of the Catholic Church?
You want to help people.
I love it. I picture him like in a black t-shirt with like cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve. And when he throws you out, he goes like, "The power of Christ compels me." and he just throws you 3 feet into the street.
617-655-1234. Call or text. The Pope was a bouncer.
My guy.
What were you in a previous life? Let's see. Who do we have here? This is Kristen from Haverhill. Good morning, yeah. Kristen.
Good morning.
So you work in higher education now, but back in the day.
Yes. I worked in prison.
Oh.
Well, and when people don't really look at what I do, which is student support, and they don't really think like, oh, yeah, you look like someone who could go to prison every day.
I feel really, like it's almost the same thing. You're working with people who who don't want to listen and want to fight authority at every step.
What did you do in the prisons?
So I worked on a post-detox unit. So I worked with substance abusers and tried to help them get halfway houses when they left. So a lot of the people that I worked with were awaiting trial or right. on probation and violated probation. So not a lot of them ended up sentenced, but a lot of them ended up back in the community. So I would get them set up for when they would leave.
And what do people say when you're around your friends or whatever? And you're like, oh, yeah, I used to work in a prison.
My friends luckily all know because they were there when I worked there. But a lot of times professionally it'll come up because I'll say something about, oh, when I was used to work in prison or, you know, right. whatever, when I worked at MCI Framingham, and people are like, what? When? and then they get confused because they don't know if I was in Framingham or
employed.
They don't know.
Yeah, if
and
you
I'm
were
like,
in the yard,
know.
Like just sharpening.
Keep guessing.
Yeah. They're looking for prison tats behind her ear. Yeah.
She's got a toothbrush sharpened into a shiv.
Do you put that on your LinkedIn, Dan? I worked in prison. Thank you, Kristen. We appreciate that. People say that about me when I say...
You worked in prison?
No, when I was in the Army. You know, I mean, if you know me, I don't know that I give off military vibes, really. You know, there's kind of a stereotype yeah. for an Army guy.
Like the gruff guy with the high top fade.
There was a lot of guys that I was served with that, you know, I jumped out of airplanes. I was an airborne paratrooper, it's called. There were guys that when we jumped out of the plane, that was the first time they'd ever been in a plane, was that they jumped out of it. Just a lot of guys from small towns, you know, where this was an opportunity and just really wanted to serve their country and work out and just all of it. And that was not me at all. I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you got some soft hands, soldier.
I wore this necklace for a very long time that I had people convinced was a religious thing, but it was really just my surfboard on a gold chain.
We were in the barracks in 88, like this new Cyndi Lauper record, guys. You got to check it out.
I was an LL Cool J guy at that point, Dan. Let's see. Carrie is from Acushnet. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So... what did you do? This is interesting to me because I feel like it might be connected to the military. What do you do now, though?
Yeah. Now I'm an empty nester and I'm self-employed and I teach religious ed.
Okay. And so what did you do back in the day?
So back in the late 80s, early 90s, it wasn't as common as it is now for females to join the military. And luckily I got the MOS that I wanted, which was military police. Right. And joined because I wanted to serve my country and I wanted, you know, free college. And I was in approximately 2 years and I got offered and asked if I could be a plainclothes bodyguard for 4-star generals in Europe.
Come on!
So she was a badass.
Correct.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah, so I did that for 3.5 years and traveled with the general and his families, Colin Powell, Shelley Kessler.
No,
wow. Yeah.
And now you teach the Lord's work.
That's right.
What's it like being a bodyguard for 4-star generals? See anything crazy?
Unbelievable. You see everything. You get to eat in their chow hall, which is, a 5-star restaurant.
When I was married, I had to try and find a job, and we were living in Germany, and I applied for no less than 5 different generals, like secretary jobs, because I thought, if I'm going to do it,
you might as well be there.
I might as well do it. Shocking. I know.
We must have been in around the same time, because I think I served under Powell, too. When were you in?
91 to 97.
Yeah, because I went in 88, got out in 92, so we were in at the same time.
Yep.
We might have passed each other.
German.
Oh, you were in Germany?
Yeah, that's
truth.
Yeah, really? I was. Yeah, Kennedy was in Germany. I was in Germany.
Never knew. Oh, see, everyone was in Germany at the same time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Producer Dan, you have a wild one too. You've mentioned this before.
Oh, my first job was sterilizing the surgical tools for the operating room when I was like 18. So I'd be in there in like a full hazmat suit with gloves and the mask, and I would be cleaning out hip bones and things like that, and now, just all of the surgical tools.
And now you just clean up our mess.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. And
that.
I only did that job because I applied for Walmart, and they turned me down.
They did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I failed the drug test for weed when I was like 18.
Been there.
But for the hospital, you didn't need that. I was in there in your surgical tools.
Do what you like.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Tina Knowles, mother of Beyonce and Solange, revealed in her memoir, Matriarch, that she was diagnosed with stage 1A breast cancer in July last year after delaying a mammogram for 4 years. My doctor told me I had breast cancer, and I sat there in a daze rubbing my neck. She underwent surgery in August. We have so much in common, me and Tina. July diagnosis, August surgery. Let's go. She had surgery to remove the cancerous tissue and opted for a breast reduction. Beyonce helped. Tina said she would find me the top specialist. My girls became my team. She had some complications afterwards, including a hematoma and an infection, prompting a second surgery in September. But she is now cancer-free. So
good for her.
She wants to prioritize women getting your mammograms, and I concur.
Right.
So please go get them done. Get them checked, my ladies. And my gentlemen, too. So I told you this, I think, last week, that Justin Bieber is leaving his fashion line. Is that the right word? I don't know if it's a fashion line. But in any event,
his brand,
Drew,
right.
Drew House. And it sort of came out of nowhere, and that they were parting ways. But saying that the brand no longer represents him. Sources told TMZ that Justin felt Drew House was no longer his. He wanted to distance himself from Scooter Braun, who was very much involved in the company, and that there was a falling out with some disagreements among the board of directors. Drew House had a co-founder. His name is Ryan Good. And Ryan is speaking out, saying that he thinks Justin is in a cult with one of these big churches again. You know, before he was with Hillsong Church, which has had some serious troubles.
Yeah, there with the guy who was running Hillsong.
Still running it. Still asking people for all their money.
Yeah.
But this guy's name is Judah Smith. Their church is called Church Home. If you do a Google search for them, the first thing that comes up is lawsuits against them for making their followers tithe 10%. Making employees tithe 10%.
Right.
But that is what this guy who did the fashion house with him is saying, that perhaps that's it. But I feel like the way he's behaving in church are kind of antithesis of each other right now. But I don't know.
Might be a new age church, Kennedy.
Oh, for sure.
You never know.
He said something recently that I read too, that he said he's tired of people weaponizing all of his actions against him.
Yes.
Like everything he does in public is now scrutinized to like the nth degree. And is he in a cult or is he this?
Yeah. It must be hard. I don't know what that must be like.
I think a lot of it's just
up your butt, but
a lot of it's just concern, you know. And granted, we're only getting a little snapshot of it.
I think a lot of it's clicks too.
Yeah, I think some of it's concern, and I think some people just like to talk smack about other people because it makes them feel better. But either way, Justin, come on, brother.
Yeah, we want him to be happy and healthy.
I do. Y'all want to hear some new music?
Please,
sure.
How about Shaboozy and Jelly Roll? This is called Amen. This part is Shaboozy released this little clip. It doesn't have Jelly Roll in it, but you get the vibe.
Somebody say a prayer for me, cause the pills ran out and I still can't sleep. Somebody send a word upstairs, cause the bar shut down and I'm God knows where. Cross should not go heaven's door, smile ain't working anymore. Somebody say a prayer for me, all I'm asking for is a little mercy.
Yep.
I want him to have another hit.
Me too.
I was literally just thinking that. He's a nice guy.
He is the nicest, and he grinds too.
I think that's a little jam.
Yeah, he's had a couple of songs that he's released that just haven't clicked for whatever reason.
Well, you release one with Jelly Roll, and I think...
Hopefully it does.
That'll do
that. I would like to see that.
And then Billy Idol released a song with
Avril Lavigne called 77.
Two punk rockers.
I'm here for it. So there you go.
I want him to have
your
a
new
hit,
summer
Kennedy.
Bop.
Yeah, I want Billy Idol to have another hit. He's only had a couple. He's only 70. His career's just getting started.
Dude, I mean, when I saw him, at the Big E?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
How was it?
It was one of the best shows I have ever seen.
He's still sounding great?
Still got it. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I saw a performer at Canopy Lake pretending to be Billy Idol.
He was even better.
He was pretty good, too.
There you go. Why not both, Dan? Why not both? That's what I got.
Oh, I love me some Billy Idol, Kennedy.
I know.
I liked him in The Wedding Singer.
And there you go.
See, they should have just redone this song with Avril Lavigne. Two of them doing this song.
This song is good.
This song is not a duet. Just based on what it's about.
A good duet, Kennedy.
They should do Skater Boy Part 2 with Billy Idol as the Skater Boy.
That would be good, too.
Skater Dad?
Like you said. Like you said.
He was a skater dad. His knees are really bad. But he still ollie sometimes.
Yes, Dad. Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nina from Stoneham.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now left our studio and sauntered over to the soundproof studio. Did you see the way she sauntered out?
She's a saunterer.
She does.
Strutting around here like a peacock.
Remember, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Here we go. Question number one. It was 9 years ago today in 2016, Beyonce released her sixth album, Lemonade, and it addressed many topics, including Jay-Z's infidelity, where Beyonce coined the term blank with the good hair. Fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Question number two. Some Big Lebowski fans have a theory that Steve Buscemi's character isn't real. He's just a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination. What is the dude's drink of choice in the Big Lebowski?
I've never seen that. I don't have a clue.
Oh, that rug really tied the room together, man.
Question number three. This singer turns 45 today. Take a listen to his biggest song and then tell me who he is. That's a tough one too, Dan. Who is it?
Oh, man. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh my goodness.
I know. All right, question number four. The star of Tiger King is married again for the sixth time. He's currently serving a 21-year prison sentence for an alleged murder-for-hire plot involving his rival, Carol Baskin. What is his name?
You're killing me. I hope the radio community thinks this is funny.
They do.
I mean, we hope so, too.
Question number five. Gigi Hadid turns 30 years old today. She has one child she shares with her ex-boyfriend, who is a famous singer. What's his name?
Who is the person again?
Gigi Hadid.
I don't even know who that is. I did a really good job today.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Listen, your day's going to get better. I understand you are going to hit the beach today.
There you go.
Oh, I sure am.
I love that.
What beach are you going to?
Nahant.
Oh, Nahant's beautiful.
I was explaining to my friend the other day that I told him the weather was 69, 70 degrees. He's like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. What's everybody doing? Staying inside? I'm like, no, we're all going to the beach.
Toes in the sand, baby.
It's a different world.
Nina, precisely. Nina got 0 out of 5.
Oh, honey.
That was the first 0 out of 5 woohoo.
What? All right. Let's
That's
see
what we call a Mac.
No,
Mac,
we
Mac,
don't.
Mac.
You're the only one.
Kennedy,
these
are tough.
Like human anatomy, I would have did great.
Well, remember that for her for next time, Dan.
Okay, well, that'll be a different game, but we'll do it for you.
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
9 years ago today in 2016, Beyonce released her 6th album, Lemonade, and it addressed many topics, including Jay-Z's infidelity, where Beyonce coined the term blank with the good hair.
Becky
with the good hair. Are we ever going to find out who Becky was?
Not unless Beyonce wants us to, because... Mm-hmm.
You think it was the celebrity?
She runs the narrative.
Yeah, Jay-Z already got a beat up in an elevator over it. We got to let it go.
1-0, question number 2. Some Big Lebowski fans have a theory that Steve Buscemi's character isn't real. He's just a figment of John Goodman's character's imagination.
Interesting flex.
What is the dude's drink of choice in the Big Lebowski?
White Russians.
White Russians. 2-0.
They have a Big Lebowski bar in Iceland.
Yeah?
I went there.
Did you wear your bathrobe?
No, but I did have a White Russian.
This singer, 45 today, take a listen to his biggest song and then tell us who he is. We gonna rock this club. Name the artist.
Tayo Cruz? Is that wrong?
The pronunciation's wrong, but
how do you
you're
say
right.
It?
Tayo Cruz.
Tayo.
Oh, yeah. T-A-I-O-T-O.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, you spelled it correctly.
Whatever.
But I'm not kidding.
Good enough.
You've already won, so we're going to be sticklers.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys need.
Question number 4. The star of Tiger King is married again for the 6th time. He's currently serving a 21-year prison sentence for an alleged murder-for-hire plot involving his rival, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
What is his name?
Joe. Oh, gosh, how quickly we forget.
Cruz.
Carol Baskin.
It's a state.
Killed her husband. Whacked him.
It's a state, right? I can't remember.
Joe Exotic.
Oh, no, it's not a state. Well, it is a state, I guess. You could be in a state.
Depends
on who you're with, I suppose.
Six times is crazy. You need like a punch card where you get one free after 10.
I feel like 2 is pushing it. Well, what do I know? Absolutely nothing.
2-0, question number 5.
Maybe I should get married 6 times, just for fun.
Gigi Hadid, 30 years old today. She has 1 kid she shares with her ex-boyfriend, who is a famous singer. What is his name?
Zayn Malik.
Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction. 3-0 is the final score.
That was a wild ride.
It was. Kennedy gets the win, Nina. I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. But you're gonna be sitting on a beach very soon.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You win.
Yes. I'm gonna be sitting in a dark TV room watching the Karen Reed trial and thinking of you sitting on the beach. All right. Well, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Nina?
Oh, Kennedy, I am Nina from Stoneham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Oh, some sound effects happening there. I've been a mess today. What can I say?
It's almost over. We're almost there.
Well, you know, Kennedy was right. It's not the day after the marathon. It's the day after the marathon.
Oh, is that where you're going with?
For the DJs and the runners, huh?
Love springing a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Kristen from Taunton.
Taunton. Hey, girl.
Hello. Hi.
And the whole crew is there. Husband is there. Kids are there. They're going to the Minecraft movie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Kennedy, you're going against the whole family.
Sounds fair. Let's go.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Be
you
careful.
Too.
Kennedy has thwarted children before, so.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think so. You ready, guys?
Yeah. Really?
Not really. There's always that one kid.
This is honest.
Results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in, and the winner is Fish with 330,000 votes, although it doesn't guarantee a spot in the Rock Hall, but it is looking good for them. Can you spell Fish?
P-H-I-S-H.
The kids are looking at you like, Mom, that's wrong. Question number two. When this 9-to-5 singer stays in California, she wears her makeup to bed. She said, with the earthquakes, I never know when I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the street. Who is she?
Dolly Parton.
Can you tell me, who is the creator of the TV series Grey's Anatomy?
Shonda Rhimes.
Question number four. A radio station in San Francisco played 24 hours of nature sounds for Earth Day. Can you name the rapper that has 452 million views on his video for the song about Earth Day called Earth?
Lil Dicky? Okay.
Who said that?
Sounded like Dad said it.
Yes, my husband Chris, yes.
Question number five. What is the name of the methamphetamine produced by Walter White in Breaking Bad?
Oh, my gosh.
Ask it one of the kids.
Earmuffs, children.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they would know that
All
one.
All right. Let's get Kennedy.
Not sure, yeah.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Kristen and her husband and the kids on their way to see the Minecraft movie. You're going to let them throw popcorn, right, during the movie?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, that's a part of the movie.
It's not.
It is. Yeah, during that one scene.
I don't want to get kicked out.
Yeah, you're not going to get kicked out.
Stop instilling bad habits in other people's children.
I didn't start the trend. Yeah. I'm just making sure people are aware of it. Kristen and the crew got 4 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
Well done, friends.
Yes. This is for $1,000.
That's a lot of movie tickets.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
That's true.
Yep.
Results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in, and the winner is Fish. Now, it doesn't guarantee a spot in the Rock Hall, but it is looking good for them. Spell Fish.
P-H-I-S-H.
Tied at one. Question number two. When this 9-to-5 singer stays in California, she wears her makeup to bed. She says, with the earthquakes, I never know when I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the street. Who is she?
Dolly Parton.
Tied at two. Kennedy, who's the creator of the TV series Grey's Anatomy?
Shonda Rhimes.
Tied at three. Question number four. A radio station in San Francisco played 24 hours of nature sounds for Earth Day. I love this so much. That's a good troll.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, can you name the rapper that has 452 million views on his video for Earth Day for the song called Earth?
Lil Dicky.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Lil Dicky.
Could you say it a little louder for the people in the back?
No.
Lil Dicky is correct. Question number five. What is the name of the methamphetamine produced by Walter White in Breaking Bad?
Blue.
That's what you said.
Mm-hmm. Blue Heisenberg.
Blue Sky.
Ah.
Blue Sky is the correct answer.
Dang it.
Yeah, you were very close. Well, now you kids have something to watch while you're on school vacation week.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's a good palate cleanser after the Minecraft movie.
Yeah. All right, 4-4 is the final score with a tie. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, because of Sal and his harsh rules, we're not allowed to give you the $1,000. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Kristen and family, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.